Father, we just thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord. First thing we want to do is thank you for the moisture. Yes. We just thank you so much for just touching this dry land. And Lord, we thank you that this is just the beginning of what you've got in mind for a good winter. And we thank you, Lord, this land needs refreshing so much. And we thank you, Lord, to refresh it as you've refreshed our souls. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm excited. I love this time of year when we can talk about being thankful. I think it's something we need to be at all times mindful of. There's a scripture here in Proverbs 30, verse 7, says, "Two things I have required of thee. Deny me not them before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and still and take the name of God in vain." Amen. You know, in Luke chapter 6, verse 27, it says, "But I say unto you that hear," "love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them that despitefully use you. And unto him that smites thee on one cheek, offer the other. And him that take away your cloak, forbid him not to take your coat also. Give to every man that asks thee, and taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also them likewise. For if you love those that love you, what thanks have you? For sinners also love them that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thanks have you? For sinners do even the same. And if you lend to them whom you have hope of receiving, what thanks have you? For sinners lend to sinners to receive as much as again. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father in heaven is merciful." You know, I was looking at this, "for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." Can you see something there? That the unthankful is in the same category as the evil? I want you to meditate on that just a minute. He is kind to the unthankful and to the evil alike. So it's pretty high on the priority, isn't it, to be thankful? God wants us to be thankful. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. Let's look at that just a second. We may just do a little Bible study, but I'm telling you, this is good stuff, especially this time of year. There's so much going on that you can be grumpy about and unthankful about, and it's good. 2 Timothy chapter 3, "Know this also, in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy." Did you catch that? "Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontents, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." That's just the signs of the last time. Anybody see that going on around you? If you're in this world, you see it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians first. Good chapter. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. All right. Verse 15 says, "See that none render evil for evil unto all men, but ever follow that which is good among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of Jesus, of God, Christ in Jesus concerning you." Let's say it again. Now look at it. How many of you would do the will of God if you knew it? "In every situation, every circumstance, everything you go through, give thanks, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus concerning you." That's the will of God. That regardless of what you go through, you give thanks. "Quench not the spirit, despise not prophecy, prove all things, hold that is good, abstain from the very appearance of evil." And what happens here? And the very God of peace, he's the God of what? Wow, that's pretty good. How many of you know that Satan's the God of contention and distraction? But the very God of peace sanctify you completely, holy, and I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who called you, who will also do it. Who has what? Also done it. Revelation chapter 4. We don't go there very often, so it's a good time to go to Revelation. Because it says about Revelation, blessed is the one that readeth and hears the words of this book. So, let's look at this. Revelation chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. And the four beasts each had six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within and rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and which is to come, past, present, and future. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who lived forever and ever. Now, what are these beasts doing? They're giving him glory, they're giving him honor, and they're thanking him all the time. All the time. Giving him glory, giving him honor, and thanking him all the time. Revelation chapter 11. Look with me there. Verse 15. Well, let's see. Verse 14 says, the second woe is past, and behold, a third woe comes. And the seventh angel sounded, and there's great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. We're going to hear that one of these days. And what happens? The four and the 20 elders, which sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces and worshiped him. You know, when we was worshiping a while ago, is there any truer form of worship than we just experienced, really? You remember he said in John 4, he says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. He seeketh worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. That's powerful. And he says, and the 24 elders said what? Saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art, which was, and which are to come. Because thou hast taken thee the great power. You've taken your great dunamis and has reigned. And has what? Reigned. What did Jesus say? You're kings and you're priests. I give you authority to what? And Romans 5:17, it says what? We are to reign where? Now. See, that it brings glory and honor to him when we reign in this world we're in by his authority. And they thanked God for that. Isaiah 27:13, Isaiah prophesied that the new Exodus would be marked by a great trumpet blast. There'll be a trumpet, and the heavens shall sound with a trumpet, and the dead in Christ will what? Rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so will we ever be with the Lord. The will of God is in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in our life union with Christ Jesus. Our new man, which is in Christ, in you, has an attitude of gratitude. The old man doesn't have an attitude of gratitude. How many of you found that to be true? You know, when you say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, this is what you're doing. Heaven on earth. God's will on earth as it is in heaven. That's God's desire. The kingdom of God will be done. You know when the kingdom has come? When his will is done. I'll say that again. Do you know when the kingdom has come? Is this when his will is done? On earth as it is in heaven. Chapter 17. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 17. I'm going to start in verse 12. Verse 11, really. It came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, He went unto them. He says, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were what? They were cleansed. They had leprosy. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. But one of them saw that he was healed, or cleansed. He turned back with a loud voice and glorified God and fell down on his face and his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. He fell down on his face and worshiped him, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? They are not found to return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said to him, arise and go thy way, for your faith has made you what? Whole. See, the 9 were cleansed of the leprosy, but number 10 was made whole. Do you know there's a difference? The 9 just had the leprosy cleansed. Number 10 had all of his fingers restored and his arms restored and everything else he lost. He was made what? Whole. And he did what? He gave him thanks. Woo, it's powerful. He gave him thanks. You know, when you go through situations, you look at Job, when Job went through what he did. And Satan used Job's wife to do what? Say, curse God and die. And he told her, he said, you're a foolish woman. He says, everything is good or bad. He said, it all comes from God. He says, you're foolish. And he said, naked I came and naked I'll go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And also he made a statement that when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Try that one on. Because Larry read this morning out of Deuteronomy. It says, remember all the ways the Lord led you in the wilderness to humble you, to prove you, to know what's in your heart, whether you would serve him or not. And he fed you and he suffered you to hunger, that you will not know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And he says, your feet didn't swell, your shoes didn't wear out. And he says, why? So you'd know that he's one. And he said, and one Larry said, when you come into the land and you have houses you didn't build and grain you didn't sow and bread to eat, he said, don't forget me. And he said, because I'm the one that establishes my covenant with you. He says, I'm the one that gives you power to get wealth, that I may establish my covenant with you. Is that good? You know, in Romans chapter 1, there's a principle here. In Romans chapter 1, starting in verse 18, it says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For he has showed it to them. For the invisible things of the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they're without excuse. Because that, okay, here we go, that when they knew God, did they what? They knew God. They glorified him not as God, neither were what? Thankful. See, there it is again. But became vain in their imaginations, their foolish hearts were darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became a fool, and exchanged the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up to their uncleanness, through the lust of their own hearts, old men, to dishonor their bodies between themselves. And here's the word again, verse 25, who exchanged the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever. For this cause God gave them up to their vile affections. Do I need to read any more? No. See, they exchanged the glory for the incorruptible. They exchanged their thinking. Psalms 100, it's right above the door. Most of you probably never even seen it. It's been there ever since we built the church in 77. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures what? Forever. Psalms 107, verse 20 to 22, says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Verse 22 says, "And let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with what? Rejoicing." Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 63:6, "When I remember God upon my bed, when I remember you and meditate," that's what we were doing today, soaking and meditating, "and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings will I rejoice." You know, Joel chapter 1, verse 12 says, "All the trees of the field are withered because joy is gone away from the sons of men." All the trees of the field are withered because why? Joy has withered away from the sons of men. The kingdom of God is not what? Meat and drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Don't allow your joy to wither. We're not talking about happiness. We're talking about joy. The kingdom is a kingdom of joy. It's a kingdom of righteousness. It's a kingdom of peace, but it's also joy. Psalms 103 said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that was within me, bless his holy name." And he goes on to say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits." How many? Forget none of his benefits. Who heals all your diseases. All of them. You know what legalism is? Legalism is works that you do in hopes that God will be gracious or thank you for what you've done. Legalism is you doing works hoping God will be satisfied and thank you for what you've done. Grace is thanking God for what he's done. Is there a difference? Big difference. It's thanking God for what he's done. Because the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us how to live what? Godly, righteously, justly in this present world, and to die, to deny ungodliness. Oh. 1 Chronicles 16:7, it says, "The day that David delivered his Psalms into the hands of Asaph and his brothers, he said, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people." I believe this is why God saw David as a man after his own heart. You know, when David blew it, what do you say in Psalms 51? Oh God, he says, "Create in me a new heart." The word clean means new, fresh. "Create in me a clean heart, a new heart, oh God, and renew a new spirit within me." Same word. "Take not your Holy Spirit from me." He knew he needed another heart. But why? Because he was a man after God's own heart. This new heart thing is nothing new. Many times in the Old Testament, it even said of Saul that when Saul was anointed to be king, it says when he turned to walk away, God gave him another heart. But he chose to go back to the first heart. Jealousy. Fear of man. We don't have those problems, do we, saints? No. Psalms 50 says, "Offer to God thanksgiving." You know, we talk about in the coffee shop, Deuteronomy 28:47 says, "All these curses shall come upon you and overtake you." Why? "Because you served the Lord your God." You didn't serve the Lord your God. "With joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things he's given you." Why did the curses come? Unthankfulness. Inappreciative of what God had done. You remember when Mary did what she did to him and poured out the oil all over him, and what did Jesus say? He says, "He or she that's forgiven much loves much." The more you understand what you've been forgiven, the more thankful you are. And if you're not thankful, You know, we're raising a generation of people that think they have it's their rights to have everything. You owe it to me. I mean, I've seen this. I've been counseling for 30 years. And there's people that come in that really are grateful for what you do. But the majority of them, what percentage, one leper out of 10 came back and gave thanks? A lot of people come and you minister to them for 3 hours. And you're lucky if they say thank you when they leave. You're very lucky. Because it's your job, you get paid to do that. It's the truth. Jesus didn't have to do what he did. But he did. Isaiah chapter 12, 2 and 3 says, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. What do you draw? With joy. Joy is the bucket to the wells of salvation. Joy is the bucket to the wells. Serve the Lord with sadness. Do what? Did I miss it? Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that's made us. We didn't make ourselves. We are his sheep and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. Woo! No place to stop, is there? You know, there's a scary verse in Psalms 9, verse 17. It says, the wicked shall be turned into hell in all nations that forget God. Where's our nation going? It's doing its best to forget God. The wicked shall be turned into hell in all nations that forget God. What did he forget? Just forget. What did Jesus say so many times to his disciples? Whenever he would kind of rebuke them, he'd say, don't you remember the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes? They was upset because they forgot to take bread with them. Like he couldn't make more bread. And he said, don't you remember the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes? And you know, he said, remember Lot's wife? He said, it's not a good thing to be looking back. It's not a good thing to be what? Looking back. And another in Revelation says, look from whence you have fallen and do the first works. It says, remember how you've received. Remember how you've heard. And hold fast to that which you have. Isaiah 43:18 says, remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man is in Christ, he's a what? Old things are passed away, and all things have become new. He says, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Don't even consider them. I do a new thing. Don't remember your past, but don't forget what God's done for you. There's a difference. Don't remember what concerns you, but remember what concerns him for you. Because you are now what? In him. You're a new creature. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always. How many? Always. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God, the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Philippians 4:6, be careful or anxious for nothing. Now this is a good time of year for you women to be Marthas. Give me an amen. Let me see. I see those hands. Be anxious for nothing. What does that mean? For nothing. What part of nothing do we not understand? Huh? A big part of it. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. How many things? Everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Not just go in there and pray, God, you know all this mess is on top of me and nobody will help me and I'm having to do all this stuff by myself and my kids don't even remember I'm around here. And no, that's not what he said. It says, in everything by prayer and supplication with what? Oh, thank you, God, that you've given us all these things and you've given me my family and all these kids. And I'm so thankful for I get the privilege of doing all this because you've given me all my kids. Amen. With thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known with thanksgiving. And then what happens if you add thanksgiving? Uh-oh. Oh, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Don't be anxious. Pray about everything, prayer and supplication. But if you leave thanksgiving out, you might be leaving the peace out. I don't know why we just have thanksgiving once a year. Thanksgiving should be every day. In everything, that would cover more than just one time a year, wouldn't it? In everything. How about this one? Colossians 3:7. And whatsoever you do in word and do, indeed. Whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Would that cover every day, Alan? Would that cover every deed and every word? Every word and every deed, giving thanks to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 4:4 says, for every creature of God is good. What's he talking about here? What are we doing? We're giving thanks to the Father for our food. Listen to what he says. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If it's what? Received with what? Now, just blessing the food by itself may not be enough unless you're what? Thankful for the broccoli, for the cabbage, all them vegetables, and fruit. Wow, you got to be thankful for that stuff. Some of that stuff, I have a hard time being thankful for. My brother-in-law one time, I don't know why he fixed my plate, but he fixed my plate for me. And he just happened to get the, what was that stuff? Looked like mashed potatoes, but it wasn't.
Turnips.
He got me a big bunch of it and said, boy, them potatoes are good. I took one big bite of them turnips, like to throw up. He reminds me about it all the time. I told him, I don't get mad, but I do get even. So, just wait. I believe that the key to eating any deadly thing and it not hurting you is being thankful because you're considering him. I remember one time I worked at a grocery store and we had a deli and it was getting late and the food had been in it all day long. And I was hungry before I left and I got something and I realized after I had eaten it, it was bad. And I knew it was bad. And I said, God, you know that scripture that if you eat any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. And I just declare this is not going to hurt me. And guess what? It didn't hurt me. See? Doesn't mean to test the Lord, but when you know you've eaten something that's not good for you, he'll protect you. And he did. Colossians 2:6-7. As you have therefore received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk you in him. Rooted and built up in him, abounding with thanksgiving. Let's develop that attitude of gratitude every day of our life. Amen? Because you know, what is the other spirit that you're around constantly? Especially if you watch much TV or news. Yeah, it's not exactly have it your way. Yeah, it creates the other spirit. And we're here. As he is, so are we where in this present world. We're his representative. So as ye therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Father, we just thank you for a good day. We thank you, Lord, again for the moisture. And Lord, help us have and develop. No, Lord, just let us tune in to the new heart, which is a heart of gratitude. Just let us live out of that new heart of gratitude that you've given us, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 12 o'clock.